What's going on, guys? It's Waleed, or I am Waleed. Today's podcast is going to help you. It's actually going to give you one of the main recipes for my success, and it's something people always ask me about. Waleed, can you give me a little bit of insight to your success? Or if you could do it again, what would you practice, or what would you do, or what should I do for my business? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not the lens, it's not the camera, it's not the lights. All of those do play a role in it, but one of the first things that happens is you have to be thankful and you have to prepare yourself for the opportunities. So I will say this, one of the keys to my success is the fact that I practice gratitude and not a superficial, hey, thanks so much, love you, or hey, thank you. That's nice. It doesn't mean much. Words are cheap. Practice is what's really valuable, right? So you want to practice gratitude. Now I'm going to tell you three ways that gratitude has helped my career, sustaining a long career, skyrocketing, and how you can practice this in your own life. So number one is practice for yourself. A lot of people feel that if you have a business, that you are always going to have these big headline-worthy accomplishments, the big things in your career. All right, so let's go on my career right now. I have photographed Jennifer Lopez. I've worked with Madonna, Ricky Martin, Christina Aguilera, Usher, Kanye West, Brandy, Bob Proctor, all these different people. But divide that into like 12 years of work, and it's not, there's a lot more not successful days than there are these massive names that I name, right? Well, that's the truth of it. Let's start being honest and let's stop trying to put other people down by living a supposed perfect life on social media. Your skin's not that perfect. Your wins are not that big. Your drink is not that red or blue or whatever. The truth is that a lot of us struggle. And one of the ways that I have been able to endure and to go, excuse my language, but shitty person after shitty person, then a good person, then another great person, then another shitty human, and on and on and on for way over a decade, is that I have been able to practice gratitude and I capitalize on those tiny little wins. So if you've ever played like Pac-Man, the gratitude are those tiny little cherries that you eat, or the little diamonds or whatever that give you additional life, that give you additional time or energy. All right, so that's what gratitude is. Don't rely on the big, big wins. Those things, like I mentioned in my career, are spaced out. There are dozens and dozens of little wins along the way. And it's focusing on those little wins that keep you focused on the big goals. All those tiny little ones equal a big one. That's what gets you to those big goals, okay? So let's focus a little bit more. This is what I did. When somebody helped me, by, let's say, lowering their rate so that I can bring them on my set and they can contribute their talent to my set, I never said, hey, thanks, dude. I remember always thinking, wow, that's so cool. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for dropping your income so that I can do better. That's so cool. You know, whenever a client has a meeting with me, when a client inquires from me, when a client books me, I always, always, every single time, no matter how big or how new, I still, every single time, I think, damn, you could have gone to anybody. You could have gone to, I mean, everyone claims they're a photographer. They're not, but everyone claims they are a photographer. You could have gone to any of them, but you chose to come to me. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful that you thought of me in a sea of qualified photographers, in a sea of wannabe photographers, in a sea of distraction. You thought of me and you came to me as just even a conversation opener, or to book me, or to give me your hard-earned money and your project to take over and take it to the next level. You picked me. Damn, I'm thankful for that. And I recognize that. And so I've made a habit to stop and always think about that after every single win. And originally, I did it because I feared that if I didn't do that, it would be taken away from me, if I'm really being honest, okay? But I still practiced gratitude, and I was just thankful. When Usher wants me to go on world tour with them, I'm like, damn, dude, you really can't pick anybody, but you picked me. When, you know, Mariah Carey says, I'm doing something for NFL season opener, can you direct the video inside my house that gets me on stage with Rick Ross and Meek Mill? I'm like, damn, Mariah, hell yeah. And you're gonna fly me from LA to New York? I'm so thankful for that. That's not thanks, Mimi. That's none of that. That's like, shit, she really can have anyone she wants, but she wants Waleed Azami. And so I think about all of that. And so for you guys, this is how you can incorporate the first one. Gratitude towards the honor of serving somebody is, you want me to photograph your newborn child's first photo shoot? Fuck yeah. You want me to photograph your wedding, something you've been dreaming about since you were a little boy or a little girl? Hell yeah. Oh wait, you've done a record? Even though it might be a smaller budget, you want me to put visuals to your music, to your words, your thoughts? Hell yeah, man. Thank you. And that's the kind of stuff that has kept me going. So when I mentioned earlier, there are sometimes shitty people in this business, in all businesses. It's those moments of gratitude that keep me paddling past them and not letting the shark-infested waters get me down, because I'm thankful about everything. I'm thankful about every inch I accomplish, every mile I travel. I'm thankful for it. And so when the big things happen, I'm equally surprised by those, but I've also been very thankful for the small little bits and morsels along the way. So that's that, okay? Number two is gratitude towards your clients. Your clients are no dummies. When they come to you, they already know you're good, right? But they can also sense your energy. Are you thankful for the opportunity? And it's always going to be an opportunity. No matter how many years you've been doing photography, you're always looking to prove yourself and to get better and to do better, right? So they can sense that you give a damn about their project or that you don't. Do you really want to be the one to document their wedding for future generations to understand their family history? Because if you really want to be there, if you're really thankful, they'll sense that. Not in your words, not in your action, but the energy that you put out. So be gracious. Have the gratitude of having the opportunity, because number one, it's good for you. It gives you the vitamins that you need along the way. Number two, your clients are no dummies. They can sense what you are about. They can sense what your true feelings are. They go by vibes. They go by energy. Energy and vibes is something that's growing more in Western culture. And they can sense if you are legitimate or not. So definitely practice gratitude towards them and the opportunity. And if you have to, so anything positive that comes your way, even if it's a hard lesson, do yourself the favor and just close your eyes for 60 seconds and think about what you are thankful for. Thank you for referring me as the go-to photographer or artist to refer to your friend. You're going to find something in everything, and it's good for your health. And that's a perfect transition for health. Number three, how that has helped me. I'm going to give you guys a little personal story, so bear with me for just 1 minute. My grandfather, my dad's dad, my paternal grandfather, who's now passed away, he died about 98 or 99 years old. Refugee from Afghanistan, born in Kabul, Afghanistan, just like I was. And he lived by us for several years, and then they moved to Arizona too. You know, I have family in both. But the one thing that I never appreciated as a kid, but watching him left a positive impact on me, was his gratitude. My grandfather was an educator in Afghanistan, a very respected educator for decades. In America, he came in at about 75 years old, so he never worked a day in his life in America. And still, he got the Social Security checks, he got health care, he got an apartment, and he got food on his table. And every single month, his Social Security check would come, around the same date, and he would look at this little yellow envelope. I remember he would look at this envelope and oh God, I dreaded it. Okay. Now I appreciate it so much. Back then I was like, oh God, he's going to talk about the check again. And this is what my grandpa would say. Whoever was nearby would hear the speech. He would hold that check and he would just, with almost tears in his eyes, look at it and go, wow, I've never contributed a day to this nation in the workforce, but they're still taking care of me. And he would say, no other nation on this earth would do that for you. And every single month, he would look at this envelope before he would even open it and just shake his head and just go, wow, what a nation that they are taking care of me and I never contributed to this nation. So what my grandpa would do sometimes when he would walk me to school, when he would just walk down the parking lot to go get the mail from the mailbox, he would just do the small things. Like he would see a piece of trash and he would just pick it up and put it in his pocket and then throw it away at the nearest trash can. And he wanted to give back because he had so much gratitude that the only way he could give back was in small ways, but they made a big impact. And so I remember he also had two heart attacks and a stroke, massive ones, to the point one of them, the airplane had to do an emergency landing in LaGuardia because my grandpa had to be resuscitated and taken to the hospital. Each time the doctor would tell our family, he should have died. There's something about this man. His energy is so good. He's so positive. And that has kept him alive. And I'm so thankful. So thank you for letting me tell you that story. But I'm so thankful that even though I rolled my eyes like a little shit back then, right? It still laid its foundation in me. Of course, my mom and dad are very thankful too, but nothing compared to my grandfather. And there, I'm so thankful that I saw that I witnessed that, that now when I do it, I notice an immediate effect on my health. The tightness in my chest disappears. I feel like, you know, what I'm a very holistic, natural medicine type of guy. I don't like to take a lot of medication and stuff like that. What's kept me from getting sick, what's kept me healthy, I believe, is my attitude. And I think that plays not the entire role, but a part of it. And I learned that from my grandfather. So the third reason why I want you guys to consider heavy gratitude on a deeper level is because it's good for you. It's good for the engine that drives you, your soul. It just keeps you healthy. And you need to be healthy because being in business, the ups and the downs are kind of a crazy roller coaster. So I would assume that a positive attitude is going to help you out a lot. And I know it's going to help you out a lot because I'm witness to that myself in my own life. So the three ways that gratitude has helped me is, number one, I appreciate the opportunities given to me, the almost opportunities, and sometimes the lessons. I'm trying to work better at that. It helps me. It gives me the tiny little bits of vitamins along the way to keep going for the big, big wins. Number two, your clients are no punks. They understand body language. They understand the non-physical signals. They understand the vibe and the energy you put out. They can understand gratitude. So if you can practice gratitude, they will receive you better. They will want to pay you more. They will want to greet you warmer. They will want to refer you more eager, because they sense that you have this gratitude towards them. Human beings obviously want to be appreciated and want to be validated. And by not being gracious to people, you are invalidating them. So think about that for a second. And number three, for your health. It's so important that, especially as a newer business, you are the marketer, the CEO, the CFO, the booker, the CPA, the blogger, the janitor, you name it, you are everything. You're doing so much. You're not burning your candle at both ends. You're burning it down the middle at both ends, everything. And you can't sustain that for a long time, but you can for the first few years to get your business to a certain level. Gratitude is this free fuel that will keep you going along the way. All right, so I hope that that helps you guys. I hope that you do practice gratitude. And if you do listen to my podcast, you know what people are doing, and I actually want to ask you guys to do it more. screen capture it, please, and post it on your Instagram stories and tell me your favorite part of the podcast that resonated with you. Two reasons. Number one, I want to see who's listening. With a podcast, I don't know who's listening. I know I see the numbers coming in. The numbers are growing, but I don't know who they are. And I want to know your faces. I want to know what you're about. I want to spend a minute looking at your profile. So save that on your stories or post that in your stories. Tag me on Instagram at how to photograph, all one word. And even in there, tell me what part of the podcast you loved or what really helped you. I would love to even repost those on my own stories so that we can start a community conversation. All right, guys, short podcast today, short for me, 15 minutes. Thank you so much. Practice gratitude on a deeper level. Be thankful for everything, even those jerks that make you count to 10, take a deep breath. They're teaching you something, and a lot of times it's so hard, and I'm trying to get better at that myself. Like, why is this bastard in front of me? What are they trying to teach me? But let's just practice a little bit of gratitude. It's good for you, good for the clients, good for your soul. All right, guys. Thank you. Name is Waleed. I'll talk to you on the next episode.